Today's duff is duff. Hey, last year we finished discuss we were ended with this in the middle of discussion around Ma'amar. If you recall, this is the it's called the stage before Yibum. Okay, and we discussed this. Is this Daraisa? Is it Rabbanan? It seemed to be suggesting that it's Rabbanan. Sorry, Daraisa, according to Yerushalmi's reading. But the question was, is it Konega, Kinyan Gamur? Is it 100%? Is it nothing? Is it partial? We saw the three different all. Really, two different opinions, but one was a suffix whether it was full or nothing. So Gemara now says, "Ezu ma'amar." What is a ma'amar like for Yavama? He says, "Hare mekudeshet libekesef v'shpeo kesef." It's very much like kiddushin. That would be a ma'amar. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yitzhak Shaal, "V'lama leinan amrin bein chilitzata al bein chiletz chaverta?" So this goes back to the Mishnah. We said a Yavama frees herself with chalitza. So the Gemara asks, "Well, it's not just her own chalitza she frees herself with. Also, if." There's chalitza performed by the tzara should also be free. Why does it say chalitza chaverta? So Chazar va'amar, so he responded and said, no, ma taninan b'chalitzata, does the Mishnah say specifically her own chalitza? No, lo, it says chalitza, which ends at chalitzata, says chalitza. So the chalitza more broadly is what frees her. So don't be so medaic whether it's hers or the tzara's chalitza. Says, so therefore, ben chalitzata, ben chalitzchaverta. But then, one second, if you're going to use a lashon like that, v'hatanina b'bia, the bia is a way that you can acquire, if you like, a yavama. So, idlach lameh bia, ben biata, ben beat chaverta. Can you really say there it's also more broadly speaking that it doesn't matter if it's that she's acquired with her bia or the bia of the tzara? Obviously not, because it's only one of the yavamas that's acquired. So, matnita b'yavama echad. Our Mishnah is therefore referring to with one Yavama. That's the case in the Mishnah. Matzricha le'yol questions regarding shtei Yavamot. So our Mishnah is very, like he's using a very specific, simple example. That's why don't be medayik on chaverta, because there is no chaverta in that situation. Okay. Now Rav Shmuel bar Yitzhak says as follows. Shifcha charufa, b'mei koneh tetzma. Now, a shifcha charufa, there's a debate in the Mishnah exactly what a shifcha charufa is. But the Torah says if she's a necheret, it says, ishkav et shifcha. So, some sort of maid servant, we have to understand what it means, that's necheret, that's been, I'm not going to translate necheret at the moment directly because Gemara is going to discuss its meaning soon, but it's been, let's say, designated to an eved ivri, is the understanding. Interesting what that means. And then the question is, then what is associated if someone has a relationship with her, even though she's been necheret to eved ivri, then it's korban. He would require a korban asham and she'd get malchus and the like. Now, there's a machloket in the Mishnah. Here, what exactly, this is the Mishnah, not here, sorry, Masechta Kritot, here because the book is in front of me, but Perek Bet, Mishnah Hey, Rabbi Akiva says is that referring to a chetzi shivcha chavsi bat chorim. Okay? It refers to a shifcha that had two different owners, again, shifcha kanaanit, and is being freed. Okay? Now, what we're saying here is that in this situation, she's been necheret le'ish. Who's the ish? She's been me'ureset to an eved ivri. Because an eved ivri, the Torah allows her to be, allows to be given a Shifcha, if you like, Knan in that sense, or Shifcha, or this Chetzi contra Rabbi Akiva. How Rabbi Yishmael says, no, Rabbi Yishmael, we're dealing with a Shifcha Vada'it, that's what the Mishnah there says, and therefore that's a special, it's called a special case where an Ivri, Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shifcha Knan. Okay? That in that context. Well, it's not really fully married, we'll extend what that means, because if it was fully married, Eshadish, then we have an even serious, more serious prohibition. Now the question is, how does she break out of that arrangement? How is she free to marry who she likes? How does that work? If we're saying there's some sort of connection there, it's created. So the Gemara says, as well, let's go over it again. Rabbi, by shifcha charuva, such if someone else has a relationship with her, she would be parted from Malkus. Or basham, and so she'd be part of Malkus, and they would be part from Hashem. So when does a status? How would a status change? It's no longer being what's called necherefet. So the Gemara says pshita she ain't a get wouldn't work. Why is obviously a get wouldn't work? The Amar Rav Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan mishechetzu eved chetzi ben chorim. If you've got a man who's a chetzi eved chetzi ben chorim, it's half Israel, half eved. Kiddush Yishai, tried to do the kiddushin, ain't choshim the kiddushim. It has no effect whatsoever because the kiddushin has to be what's called a full kiddushin. To the full him, and you can't, Because the chetzi eved came to kiddushin. Vetekavata, so too the giresh isha, if he tried to divorce this woman who's a chetzi chetzi, which is the same Gemara according to Korban is going according to Rabbi Akiva, then ein choshim legerushin as well, because the gerushin is has to be tofes bekula, if you like, it has to be a full gerushin, and it's kind of you've got this interesting situation where relationship has been bound to this chetzi shifcha chetzi bat chorin, and it wouldn't be a full gerushin. So a normal get wouldn't work. So the Gemara says, Pshita, I'll give you another proof, She'en yotze beget. Meha de Amar, the Gersa change is She'ena. I'm not sure if you have it in front of you. She'en yotze beget. Meha de Amar, now drop down about four or five lines. Rebbe Yossi, that's what Korban Eda says. Ma'abi Rebbe Yossi b'shem Rebbe Yochanan. Tirgam Akila Sager, this is Unkelus. Lifnei Rebbe Akiva. Says, V'hi shifcha necherefel ish. What's this concept of necherefet? That is referring to Ketusha lifnei ish. Ketusha literally means crushed, but what it means in this context means she niv'elet le'ish. Okay. However, if she's just been designated to this individual and they're having a relationship this with this Eved Ivri, then she's not considered a necheret. So, like kiddushin on its own doesn't make her considered necheret le'ish. Has to be mamash ketusha. And so the proof is shmamina. I'll drop down to the bottom of the korban eruv says harifut shmamina she kiddushin lechud einu mu'inba lechayev habalia. That simply kiddush, if you like, I don't know how it would be what concepts would be, but kiddushin, meaning if this eved ivri said, I'm a kaddish at to this chetzik shivcha b'chorim, it wouldn't work. She has to be mash necheref, they have to have bia. So too, if kiddushin doesn't work, then clearly gerushin wouldn't work either. In other words, both mechanisms are not available. They go hand in hand. Kamata tamar, the pasuk to proves it, that means there's some sort of crushing. If you like, tata tamar, v'tishtach alav ha-harifut. Now, harifut, sorry. Harifut refers to crushed grain, and the pasuk sort of talking about scattering it. So, amrav chiyah b'shem Rav Yochanan, similar type of proof. Kem perish Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Meshimon, lifnei chachamim v'hi shifcha nerechef le'ish, b'ktusha lifnei ish. Once again, she's had beer with him. Kamata tamar, as it says, b'toch harifut ba'ali. Amongst the... Like the it would be amongst the crushed again crushed grain, Ba'ali is the pestle. Okay, so Mark the Gemara says, okay, fine, she can't, she's not nikne, like she doesn't like get out of that stage of being a shifcha chorufa with a get won't work. What about the following? Mark b'mitat rabba v'shlim shesh. What happens? Can she acquire herself with say the Adon passes away? Or the 6 years has expired, but should be a shifcha. So Gemara says, "Matzricha le'Rebbe Akiva." Your question must be according to Rebbe Akiva. Why? The Rebbe Akiva are bechatzis shechetze bat chorim, mireset lehiya ben chorim hakatum on the bar. There's a few things to talk about here. So it says your question must only be kikimbayle korban. It says Rebbe Akiva the kesava shifcha chorav the kra is this chetzis shechetze bat chorim that we've been talking about, okay? Which is mireset le. He says Eved Ivri. Now it's very interesting here. The Gemara in front of us says Leben Chorim. But if I explained it to you by the previous when we started this sugya on Shivcha Charufa, the Rebbe Akiva refers to it's that she's been Nerechet LeEved Ivri. And that's also explained in the Gemara as well. The Nusach in the Tosefta says Leben Chorim. And that's why some people actually stand it. You actually understand it kapshuto. But if you look at, I was looking in the Chazon Yecheskel there on the Tosefta, and he says, no, it's referring to Ben Chorin, meaning because an Eved Ivri it is relatively Ben Chorin compared to an Eved Knani. That's, but it's not Mamash referring to Ben Chorin. So we'll continue with the explanation of Korban Eida, Ka'eda, that it says here once again, if you're talking about Rebbe Kiva, that's when you got the question about whether this chetzi eved chetzi chorin, if we created this relation that kiddushin is tofes, whether her being freed, not kiddushin, like she's necherefet, it's not really kiddushin, but it's necherefet, whether if the don dies or the adon or the 6 years has expired, whether the that half that's being let's say potentially alleviated. Whether that may no longer makes a necherefet le'eved ivri. Okay? However, that's when your question is, Baram ki Rabbi Shmuel, if you're asking about Rabbi Shmuel, tzricha le. It says, is it really a question? Why? The Rabbi Shmuel amar, because Rabbi Shmuel says, what's a shifcha charufa? That's a shifcha that's kula shifcha knanit. That's nisua that's been given over to an eved ivri. Hakatum et ober. So let's just, in nisua torahen, Because if it's an Israeli, because and the Torah gives it some sort of nisum doraita, iman of Isha. So just to, I'll read the Korbanator for this part because he explains it a bit differently. He says, "V'achibirusho, abar bishmael lo kabi ba'ali." Rabbi Shmuel doesn't even question. The kasav ashivcha rainu shivcha kananit shenusala eved. V'af agav the in kedushin tofsin. Despite the fact you wouldn't think eved ivri kedushin is not tofes at all, the chiddush of the Torah is ba'gzerta katov hi. That this is considered nisun Torah, so it's mamash a chiddush min haTorah that it can even work bichlal. In other words, with Rabbi Akiva, you can say, "Oh, okay, because she's chetzki shechet bar chorim, the kiddushin is tofus on the chetzi or machu kaze." You can work it this way, but the bigger chiddush is Rabbi Shmuel that we're dealing with a kula shchivke knanit, and the Torah is mechadesh that there's some sort of kiddushin tofus, if you call it that. That they're bound together in some sort of way, such that we've got kiddushin. Right, if this evad ivri is shivcha cherufa, and the punishment associated with that is, as I mentioned, the Torah, Nasham, and Malkus for her. So, if that's the case, clearly, that if the Adon passes away, that wouldn't break her out of that relationship, because any akinin done it. Because what happens to a shivcha knanit if the Adon passes away? It's passed. It's if hit nachaltem. It's passed down to the son. Okay, so she would endure being in that state, and therefore her being considered a shiv charufa would also endure. However, the Gemara says no. Lo tzurcha de la, it is still a question. Rabbi Yishmael, ella maushting atzma b'mitat rabba veshlim sheshanim, commander amar ein eved ivri oved hayoresh et hayoresh. Now this is really important. So I read the commentator now. He says, look, in other words, question is Rabbi Yishmael. Ela lemand amar, according to the shita that what says the af eved ivri ein oved lo et haben velo et habat. Meaning there's a machloket whether if the adon passes away of an eved ivri, whether he would then serve the son. So according to the shita that says it wouldn't, then you've got a very interesting situation. Since the Eved Ivri himself, which is the other part of this couple, he would go with the Mitat Adon, or Sheshanim, as what? He asura lo, and as a result of him now being Mamasha Ben Churin, well, a Ben Churin's not having any relationship with a Shivcha Knanit, so she's now asur to him. Well, then do we say Mao Chishitachso as a result of that change in his status? Does she return later Rishon Kintipuna? Does she actually like a Pnuya or law? Or does she still maintain this status of a Shifcha Necherefadish? Very interesting. That's where the question would be. Because his status changes now. Is also to her, does it impact her, this Shifcha Knanit or not? Okay, Beseder, that's what's okay there. Let's continue with now with Halacha Bet. Eved Ivri Nikne Bekesef, Beshtar. So how does one acquire an Eved Ivri? Either through Kesef or Shtar. V'kone et atzmo, and he acquires himself either b'shanim, so 6 years of expired of service, or b'yovel, or if yovel year comes before the 6 years of start, let's say it was sold himself, he sold himself. Or there's two ways an Eved Ivri can be an Eved, but let's say the situation he sold himself, let's say 2 years before yovel, and the omer comes to go free, or b'geron Kesef, meaning as time gets closer, he can redeem himself at a reduced fee proportional to the time he's been an eved for. Okay. Now, yetera alav, an ama ivriya, we talked about this is a ketana sold up by a father as a shivcha. She can also have extra ways of being freed, ela, which is eshkwanta ma b'simanim, as we mentioned, if she reached maturity and yi'ud was not performed, which is that either the adon marries her or the he's married to the son of the Adon, which is the objective of this whole arrangement anyway, then she'll be go free. Hanirza, this person who ever wants to stay along the 6 year period, he wants to stay with the Adon, he's the whole process of having his ear pierced by the doorpost, etc., will make him an Eved for Le'olam, it says. Has he acquired Kornetzum by Yovel or Mitat Adon? He would go free either when Yovel comes around or the Mitat Adon if the Adon passes away. Okay, because we're talking about Eved Ivri here. That's, again, doesn't go down. This is an opinion that isn't part of the estate to be handed over to the heirs. Okay, that's the mission. Let's learn the Gemara now. Eved Ivri Nikne Bekesef. It says, K'tiv Kim Kor Lecha Achicha Eved Ivri or HaIvriya. So the pasuk itself has a Hekesh put in Ivri and Ivriya. Yafe. Hekesh Ivri Ivriya. Na Ivriya Nikne Bekesef Vishtar, just as an Ivriya. A ma'ivriya is acquired with kesef and shtar. Af ivri ne kesef Ishtar. And the Gemara says, okay, Nicha bekesef. I can understand the kesef. We know explicitly that an Ivriya is acquired with kesef because it says Dichtav Yatav and Kasef. We sort of bought that proof before. Meaning she goes free without any having to pay any money. Mashma, that's when she is in maturity. But if not, then clearly she could pay money. However, how do we know that Ivriya is free Bishtar? So we have to be careful here because Ivriya Lemida is learned from Bat Chorim, meaning an Isha. So and that, if you remember, was from the two the psukim says imacher ikachlo. We saw the two psukim that one after the other, referring to if he marries his ivriya and then takes another wife, he's ikachlo, and he has to make sure all the obligations he doesn't reduce. So we've got a hekesh between ivriya and isha. And isha, we've already learned quite clearly, can be married through, if you like, a shtar, the ivri la med men ivriya. And we've got the hekesh above from ivri to ivriya, for ivriya, nimtza, so we said, nimtza la med melamed. So let's just get the chain right. How do we know shtar by an eved ivri? Well, it goes isha to ivriya. We saw that hekesh. And we've got a hekesh between ivri to ivriya. Sorry, Ivriya to Ivri. Okay, so that's a it's a two-step process. The problem is not everyone agrees you can do a two-step process, meaning whether a lamed can melamed, meaning you're trying to learn Ivri from Ivriya, but Ivriya itself it doesn't say anything about a shtar. We only know shtar from where she learned it, where we learned it from in Isha, the other Hekesh. So I could Rabbi Akiva. That's what all makes sense to Rabbi Akiva. Di it le lamed min lamed, that. You know, you can learn one from the other. So, meaning that you can have a two-step process. However, according to Bishmael, he disqualifies that. That doesn't work. A lamed can't melamed. That which learned can't pass it on further. Okay? Delayed delay lamed milamed. So the question is, according to Bishmael, then where do you learn the concept of shtar by an eved ivri? So the Gemara says, Eshkach Tani, we see Rabbi Bishmael says, lahamilta. It says, skip the next two words, chofshi mechufsha. So chofshi mechufsha, it says there's a connection between chofshi mechufsha. I'll just show you the Korban Eda. He says, Hachi birsha matzah braita detani Reb Shmuel yalef ivri nikne b'shtar miknaanit from a shifchaknaanit from a gzera shava. Okay, dichtiv, gabei ivri yatzah lechofshi chinam. He goes free. V'ktiv v'shifcha charufa. That's just chafru the choshi lo nitan la ubeknanit ari because the Rebbe Shmuel Amar because Rebbe Shmuel says if you remember shifcha chorufa we said it's rang a knanit, okay, so how do we work it out there? We say we learn and that's a, which is an usul eved ivri akatuvundaver, so hainu shtar chirul lo nitan la, v'alfinan eved ivri miknanit, so an eved ivri learns from a knanit mahi niknet b'shtar, that's quite clear. Af Eved Ivri is Nikna Bishtar. So Eved Ivri is learned from a Knaanit. And it says, the Korbanet continues here, the Yalfa Ivri mi Ivriya. Okay, which seems to be another two-step process, which is a bit of a catch. We'll get to that in a minute. It says, the Gemara says, B'chol ata late leil Rebbe Shmuel. But again, it seems to be here falling into the same problem we had before of the two-step process. Now, the two-step process, according to the simple reading of Korban Eda, is Ivriya Mina Ivri, which is a bit difficult because we saw quite clearly Ivriya can learn it straight from Isha. However, the Sha'arei Korban and others explain that here the two-step process is Knaanit itself. It doesn't say that for Shifcha Knaanit itself doesn't say in the Pasuk Mefurash she can use Shtar. That's learned from Karka, the Hekesh to Karka, to land. So in other words, it still is ultimately the two-step process of karka to shifka knani, knani to the ivri. So we're back to square one. So the Gemara now says, Tani la b'shem chacham, it was taught the name of a chacham, not your lo yadua, minana teiti Rabbi Shema, where does he learn it from? It says, shiluach, shiluach. So what's shiluach, shiluach? In other words, gzera shaver, it says, ne'ema b'isha, Korbanel says, v'shicha mimito. So an isha, v'ne'em b'eved ivri, tishachen chofshi mimach. So an eved ivri, we've got a, if you like a connection that connects ivri directly to an isha. Mashiluach shneimar lahana bishtar af kan bishtar. Okay, direct connection. The only problem is that the nature of the shilach and shilach that we're trying to do is actually unfair. Meaning the semantics are different in those psukim. Lo dam tam taman laknot laatzma bram hacha laknot laachirim. it's completely different, meaning it's a, I'll show you the Korbanot. It says shtar ne'amar b'shiluach isha hutik ne'etzitzma. The shtar there is she acquires herself with a shtar. Ramhacha, when the Eved Kenani ba'inan, we need to learn that it's nikne la'achirim b'shtar. We're trying to find how a Eved Kenani can be acquired or purchased by somebody else from somebody else. So the actual meanings are completely different. One's going free, another one's going into possession. So we have to try a different attempt. So the Gemara says, Amar of Matnaya, Mechira, Mechira. So what's a Mechira, Mechira? Korban Eda says, K'tiv loim kor mim keret eved lotir b'farech. That's a, if you like, a, and it says, V'chtiv be'ivri kim kolach achicha ivri or ivriya. Ma eved knani b'kne b'kesef, af ivriya nikna b'kesef. So here we're saying, okay, ivri and ivriya, I'll get to that in a moment, is connected straight to the eved knani. Okay, what a connection. The Gemara says if you're trying to connect to Eved Kenani, then Eved and then you have to make a full connection because Eved Kenani imahal bechazaka because Eved Kenani a means of acquisition from Eved Kenani is through a chazaka. Chazaka means make this Eved act like your Adon, do some sort of service for you, and we say that doesn't work by a king of chazaka if you like doesn't work by a Eved Ivri on Eved Ivriya. So it's also going to it, that if you want to try and do Hekesh there, it's not going to come out to the result you're looking for. So Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ada says, "Hu Ivri, Hu Ivriya." So in other words, it sounds like we go all the way back to square one, meaning this is the way. I'll just show you the way that Panei Moshe explains it, because that's maybe the simple reading of the Gemara. He says, "Yes, Ivriya is learned from Isha, like we said all the way in the back of the beginning. However, it's not that Ivriya teaches Ivri, but Ivri and Ivriya are really. It's not based on a Hekesh. They're considered one and the same thing anyway." So I'll show you the Panei Moshe. He says, "Ivriya." Okay, all the way back in the beginning. It's not really a hekesh. Because there's no difference. So the fact that they share the same laws is not a hekesh. It's almost like by definition. They're almost like there's no reason to split the two. In other words, it's defined as one category, the entire category, if you like, it was learned from Isha. Now I'll just show you here. A bit more on the Korbanot. He says, "Kolomar kvaru kash ivriya v'ktiv im acher yikach lo hekesh." In other words, hekisha katuv la'acheret. Lagalot al gzera shava demichir miknani shebalelamed al kinyan hashtava lichazaka. So yes, a slightly a different way that I just explained it. In other words, than Panei Moshe going back to the beginning. He says, "I'll just wait one more time." In other words, every already connected because im acher yikach lo. It says, "Hekesh la'acheret the on the gzera shav the mechir beknani that we learn from there shabala kinyan shtar to specifically on shtar and not on chazaka." So, in other words, it seems to be the way Korban Eda explains this piece is it's is the hekesh ivriya is limiting, if you like, the hekesh we had it to ivri to from Eved Kenani. Okay, beseder. It's actually interesting. The way we read the sugya is a mechira was a hekesh, if you like, from connecting the Pnei Moshe says ivri to ivriya to knani. However, the Pnei Moshe says it's actually to a sadeh, directly to a field kinyan. Okay, but that's again two different. There's a lot of variability in the sugya. I don't want to confuse it. But there's an important point in the end. It says aval ikar shtar lemikdushin yalef. It's very important to understand that Korban Eda disagrees with what I explained, the first way, Panei Moshe, that Ikar Shtar can't be learned from Kiddushin. It has to be learned from, as he explained, Ikar is mean Eved Kenani. Why? Because that would be, then who would have, if you learn from Kiddushin and the person is acquiring an Eved, who would write the Shtar? It would start to be the purchaser, the Adon, the Master, well, I'm going to write a shtar to acquire the eved. However, aval mishtar eved knani. But at the end of the day, as we explained within the Korban Eda, that it's actually learned directly from eved knani, and the hekesh ivriya limited that to just to shtar. So yalefta the mocher, because in that situation, it's the mocher kotvo, the person selling writes the shtar. Vachinami afilu av kotvo. So in our case, if you're selling the ivriya, afilu av kotvo. In other words, it's the seller. Not the, if you like, the purchase of the righteous as a star. That's why I have to learn from the Eved Ivri and not Isha, like we did in the beginning of Sigya. That is a contention of the Korban Eda, which is again different. Again, that I just did a bit of a comparison Korban Eda and Pnei Moshe here, which I generally try to avoid, but hopefully it didn't confuse it. Okay, beseder. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chiya bar Ada. Who? So we said that. Bekesef. How do you bekesef? Ya kesef bim karo. In other words, bekesef. Who? Now, not nigal nikeh. Ve'enu nikneh lo lo betvua. So it's very interesting here. And when it comes to acquiring eved, we said it has to be done with money. And the Gemara here asserts that we're referring to only kesef and not shver kesef. So you can't buy an eved with wit. So if Gemara says, we're talking about chol ata ata avad shver kesef ke kesef, you always make shver kesef like kesef. Meaning in our Mishnah with kiddushin, kes is kiddushin be kesef. And you don't have to give her money, you can give it with a ring. The hacha now with an eved, you say avid shver kesef late at avid. You don't make it like kesef shver kesef kesef. So I'm Rav Abba Mari shniyahi. Why she's not a cut of kesef be kesef? Because the Torah, if you like, mentioned the word kesef again, like a repeated kesef to say that by an eved specific kesef and not shver kesef. There's like a it's miutar. The Gemara says, "So after Rabbi Chiya bar Ada yodush im bikesh ligro shemegareh v'yotze afilu betzvua afilu bekelim." Now this is interesting. The Korban Eder says that that it seems to be that the Gemara thought there was Rabbi Chiya's position that the acquisition can only be physical money, not any shver kesef. The Ka'ama, I'll just read a bit of Korban Eder. Ka'ama de after Rabbi Chiya bar Ada modish nigra bepidyonol, that when it's deducted. Yeah, if he wants to purchase himself based on the reduced fee, you know, reduced by the fact that he's been working for a number of years, he can do so with Kesef and Kalim. Why? Because it says, Dichtiv Yashiv Geulato, Vyashiv Krayater, that extra Yashiv is also Mutar, Davla Metzah Nichtav Lefiem Geulato. Ella, rather, Lerabot Shvei Kesef is almost like a ribui. Even though it's like a mute in the beginning for the acquisition to purchase himself to get out of it, there seems to be a ribui to say, yes, we can use Shvei Kesef like in general. Oh, we've got two lines to the two dots. We may as well just do that. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yonah Avuy the Rav Matnaya Hadatem Bashlo Asodamim. Avelim Asodamim Keske Kesefu. Now, what's Asadamim or Asadamim? In other words, when do we say that it's Kesef is specifically money when it comes to an Adon? Again, by kiddushin it's even shver kesef. That's when the lo kitze dameha kamei shvei, where it doesn't have like a set going price. Okay. However, avalim kitze dameim v'shumatam yadua, and it's a known value harayen kekesef. For example, it would be, let's say, a certain weight of gold. There's a market price for that. Anywhere you go, they will purchase for that whatever the market price is. So that's a well-known value per weight of gold. So in that situation, they would say, oh, that even the shita that says to purchase an eved has to be specific kesef, this would be kesef for that purpose, as opposed to wheat and all these other things. Okay, beseder. We'll continue for him at Hashem next year. Carl, have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.